Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood hype woman, reminding you that taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. And today, we're diving deep into a superpower that can truly transform your life. Mindfulness and self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like there's this constant internal pressure cooker bubbling away? We've all been there. Life throws curveballs, challenges pop up, and sometimes it feels like we're just trying to keep our heads above water. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those choppy waters with more grace, more ease, and deeper inner peace? That's where mindfulness and self-compassion come in. They're not some fluffy buzzwords, they are powerful tools that can unlock true healing and help you build a life you absolutely love. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack 5 incredible takeaways that will revolutionize your relationship with yourself. 1. Mindfulness is magic. Think of mindfulness like hitting the pause button on your inner chaos. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. No dwelling on the past, no stressing about the future. Just being fully present in this very breath, this very cup of coffee, this very conversation you're having with me. When you practice mindfulness regularly, you create space for calmness, clarity, and a deeper connection with yourself. Cheer. Self-compassion is your best friend. Let's be real, we all mess up sometimes. We make mistakes, we have setbacks, we fall short of our own expectations. But instead of beating ourselves up, what if we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time? That's self-compassion in action. It's about recognizing that you're human, you're doing your best, and you deserve love and support, even when things get challenging. 3. Healing happens from within. Deeper healing starts with acknowledging your pain, your struggles, your vulnerabilities. Instead of trying to bury them or ignore them, bring them into the light of awareness. Mindfulness allows us to observe our emotions without getting swept away by them. Self-compassion helps us soothe and support ourselves through those difficult feelings. 4. It's a journey, not a destination. Don't expect mindfulness and self-compassion to magically erase all your problems overnight. Think of it like learning a new skill. It takes time, practice, and patience. There will be days when you feel more present and compassionate than others. That's totally normal. Just keep showing up for yourself, even on the tough days. 5. The ripple effect is real. When we cultivate mindfulness and self-compassion within ourselves, we create a ripple effect that extends outward to everyone around us. Imagine a world where people are kinder, more understanding, and more resilient. That's the power of these practices. Okay, let's talk about something super relatable. You know that feeling when you're rushing around trying to get everything done, work deadlines, kids' activities, errands, the never-ending laundry pile, and you start feeling overwhelmed? Your mind races, your stress levels spike, and suddenly you snap at someone or feel a pang of guilt for not being present enough. That's where mindfulness and self-compassion can really step in. Instead of getting caught up in the chaos, take a deep breath. Just for a moment, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? Acknowledge the feelings of overwhelm without judgment. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel stressed sometimes and offer yourself some kindness and understanding. Maybe even take a few minutes to step away from the chaos and engage in something calming, a short walk, a quick meditation, or simply listening to your favorite song. So remember, mindfulness and self-compassion aren't about being perfect or achieving some unattainable state of bliss. They're about embracing the messy, beautiful reality of life with more grace, understanding, and love for ourselves. Ready to take action? Here are a few powerful steps you can implement right now. Take 5 minutes today to simply observe your breath in and out, in and out. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your nostrils. Treat yourself with kindness today. Say something positive to yourself in the mirror, or do something that brings you joy, even if it's just a hot bath or a cup of tea. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these powerful insights. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls. You are worthy, you are loved, and you are capable of creating an amazing life for yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.